Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn. The future of local public and education access television in Mendocino County is uncertain. At the December 6, 2016 Board of Supervisors meeting, county staff recommended axing funding for that part of PEG, which stands for Public Education and Governmental Access TV, and keeping only the government access channel. The three channels, 3, 64, and 65, are available to Comcast subscribers throughout the county. The county receives roughly $180,000 a year from cable subscription revenues, and half of that amount is allocated to the three individual TV stations in Fort Bragg, Ukiah, and Willits. Due to a consistent decline in subscriber fees and thus revenues, coupled with the Ukiah station closing and insolvent issues at the Fort Bragg station, the county is reviewing PEG. Andy Wright, the Willits Community Television station manager and volunteer producer, has been with the station for 15 years and has seen it grow. Currently, they have more than 20 volunteers, a new intern from Willits Charter School, and they have over 300 videos posted online. Wright is gearing up for the Supervisors Ad Hoc Committee public meeting in Willits on Thursday.
See who comes to the meeting on Thursday and basically judge Willits TV based on what Willits TV does, not based on what other stations do or did.
He's gathered 21 letters in support of the station as of Tuesday.
We've been getting letters of support in, and it's everybody's saying it's an integral part of the community. I mean, we've basically got not 100% video history of everything going on in Willits, but I mean, for the last 10 years or so, there's like 60% of the things that are going on, there's video of it somewhere around here.
Devices such as smartphones and iPads have made it easier to record events and produce videos. Still, he argues, they do not compete with the training and equipment Willits TV offers.
Yes, it can be done. I'm still seeing on the internet and even on shows like Democracy Now!, they're filming it with their cameras upside down. just like training and access to support where you can film with the camera properly. We're talking about video where we've had volunteers shooting events from the back of the room at the Grange. And if you're doing that with your cell phone, your smartphone, you shouldn't be zooming it and you're probably not going to get very good audio. We usually have a whole thing where we go into the system, we go in through the PA system to get audio and all that kind of thing, and usually have multiple cameras at events like things going on at the Grange concerts or whatever.
And anyone in the community can come in and learn how to make a video, film in the studio, and edit on their machines.
We're always trying to get more volunteer producers to come in, learn how to do the camera and equipment and produce more shows, because we could always do with more shows, and it's all free. Basically, all somebody has to do is apply the time to a project they can do, whether it's a personal project or they're filming parades or rodeos or concerts or anything like that. They can do just about anything. So, and the support that we provide, I mean, we're talking producers that we have in town that have been involved in, I don't know, over 80 years between them of video production experience, several people that have produced short films, feature films. The knowledge of that we can pull from those people to help out new producers coming in is a great support system. Whereas if it's just one person going filming with their phone upside down, that's what you get, is one person filming with their phone upside down.
Today we will be doing an interview with Mr. Clark West, the author of What It Means to Be a Hippie, Woodstock Was Lit, an autobiography, and How Tie-Dye Prevents Cancer.
That's a clip from a show produced at Willits TV by a local high school student.
It was just over the winter there. One of the high school kids had a video project for school, and it came in with the long lead-in time of a week and a half before it was due, and we basically helped them shoot and edit the whole thing, the short film skit that he did, called The Thomas Project. You can see it online at Vimeo or YouTube, and they produced the whole thing in under a week and a half and submitted it for school. The following Tuesday for a 95% grade. He's actually talking about a feature film now. So he's talking about this 3 months between now and summer starting, writing a script for a feature film, and actually this year going into producing a feature film.
Wright adds that having a station in all three cities provides not only needed access to studios and equipment in such a large county.
And we have lots of local people that are pensioners, that are rely on Channel 3 and Channel 64 for watching their government meetings and their local events going on. They can't get to a county board of supervisors meeting or a city council. The service that we give to those seniors is invaluable to them. I mean, they're not getting out and around and driving an hour back and forth to Ukiah for meetings or even getting to the Willett City Council meetings during our recent snow blizzard. One of the shows that we're broadcasting and one of the producers takes equipment out for is the Avenues to Wellness show that the Howard Foundation puts on, and we've got a lot of feedback from either the Howard Foundation or people involved with that or the people that watch the shows on Channel 3 or online, and they're all eager for it to continue.
The Board of Supervisors Ad Hoc Committee meeting on PEG takes place Thursday, January 19 at 10 a.m. at the Willits Center for the Arts. For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn.